We all know there are problems with the environment. We've all heard the discussions, the debates, the political posturing, all of it. But what exactly does the environment mean to us? Why should we care?
A new international ranking of environmental performance puts the United States at the bottom.
Two river valleys near the TVA's Kingston coal plant are now poisoned after a dam burst and unleashed a toxic stew of coal ash.
The Three Gorges Dam is highly prized by the Chinese Communist Party for its capacity to generate large amounts of electricity. But critics of the dam say it has caused severe ecological damage to the area, has increased the likelihood of landslides, and has displaced millions of people.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing levels. We're doing Terrascope youth radio things.
We're recording.
The environment.
What about it?
Well, how does that word make you feel?
It's a huge word. Your environment is everything around you, and you deal with it in so many ways, it just blows your mind.
It's like this big invisible force that affects everything.
Well, not always, but it can certainly feel that way.
Andy and I knew where we stood, but we were still at a loss to how people truly felt about the environment. So we found some people, and we asked them.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the environment?
No.
No? Doesn't affect you?
Yeah, but no.
Well, it doesn't affect me, so I just go out throughout my day. I don't think about it at all.
That's true.
You agree with that?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Trash is, like, bad for the environment. It's also just, I don't know, aesthetically bad. Noise pollution is, like, really loud buses, I also think, are terrible. Obviously, the atmosphere is more important than all those things, but that's kind of overwhelming and unnecessary.
Next, we retreated inside to the warm class of Miss Alden, a chemistry teacher at Cambridge Ringing Latin High School, and asked if she found the environment overwhelming.
At times, do you ever feel overwhelmed by the state of the environment, or doesn't really affect you that much?
I think it's so overwhelming that at times I don't like to think about it. Because if you just think about any particular object, where might these scissors come from? And if you think about that, well, there's plastic, there's metal. Recently, I believe it was Hungary, there's a company that was mining aluminum and getting the aluminum out of the ore called bauxite, had a chemical spill, and they flooded three towns with a really toxic substance. Just to get the aluminum that might have gone into a pair of scissors like this. When you think of the connectedness of all that and the chemistry involved, it is very overwhelming.
We were satisfied with this response. We were leaving the school when we ran into Miss Lozada, another teacher.
Hey!
Naturally, we interviewed her.
Do you feel overwhelmed at times by the state of the environment? Like, is there ever any moment that you feel like, whoa, this is bigger than me?
Oh, I always feel like it's bigger than me. Because I have kids, I worry about, like, the next generation. Like, what are we doing to our planet now that is going to impact them and their kids? And then when will there be no more kids?
That's a good point. What if our apathy and negligence towards the environment destroys it for future generations? Can we think in the long term? Can planning for the future override our natural tendency towards instant gratification?
Andy, can I do anything anymore? And if I do anything, if I purchase anything, I feel like it's bigger than me. I feel like if I go to the mall, I can't do anything. Anything I purchase is gonna come at a sacrifice to someone else. Or the person that made that may be negatively affecting the environment. I feel like it's 20 times bigger than me and I have to live, correct? I'm gonna live. I want to live. I may be uninformed, but I'm trusting in these companies that they do positive things. I mean, even if I knew exactly where these materials came from, I'm pretty sure I still would not care. I mean, I would care, but I'd still use them.
No matter where something comes from, it's going to have an impact. The idea is to minimize that impact.
Do what you can, people. That is the lesson. Even if what you can do is not going to make a difference, do it anyways.
Do what?
Well, recycle.
Hasn't that been said a lot of times before?
Well, it has, but feeling like you can't think of new things to do, that's the starting point. That's positive. You just have to find a way to channel that nervous energy and anxiety towards, like, I don't know, finding ways to make composting easier. Or you can make a radio piece about how people feel overwhelmed about the environment.
That's not funny, Levi.
Okay, we've made some progress, but we're only two lowly students. The answers to our questions elude us, but what about you guys?
Do you feel overwhelmed by the environment? If so, how do you deal with these concerns? If not, please tell us how you accomplished this amazing feat of optimism.
You can email your answers to us at tyr@mit.edu.
We have an email address?
Yes, Andy, this is not the Stone Age. This is Levi Toledano.
I'm not going to say my name because it's funny.
And Andy Cox, reporting for Terrascope Youth Radio.